This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Best Value in America offers you five delicious hot and ready items at $5 each. Pick up a large hot and ready classic for $5. An 8-piece order of Caesar wings, $5. 4 20-ounce beverages, only $5. A family-size order of bacon cheddar loaded crazy bites, just $5. Or a family-size order of our new loaded cinnamon bites, only $5. That's five items at $5 each. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow!
Our puppy's okay.
He's a shooting star, okay?
It's the laughter of a small child, okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
We'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay.
Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
My little John. Oh, come. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Blackberry
Buble,
my favorite.
You mean
Bubbly? No, I mean
Buble. You're Michael Buble. That's the Bubble.
She's right, Michael Buble. It's pronounced Buble. I know, thanks. Dave.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubble?
Buble. Buble?
It's
Bubble. Sparkling water. Back in Michael, don't do that.
So I was excited about all-new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All-new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
Toy?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, like a regular person?
No. Still have bike half man. Just the opposite.
What's the legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top? Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
For those who were born to ride, there's Progressive.
Team the guillotine is gonna squeeze you like a little head till it pops, like a cherry tomato. You know why?
Why?
Because you're ugly. You're so ugly, and if ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China.
But don't be a little crybaby. When the guillotine brings you good news.
What's that?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from WCW to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor or New Japan. They got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be theme, wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And we.
Even the very serious Ronda Rousey can't be serious with Twizzlers. On Sunday, April 7th, 2009.
With cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh, delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlong.
I don't know what I like best about Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets, what goes into them, or what doesn't. What goes into them is lots of mild, flaky white fish with a delicious crunch.
That's what I like, Mom.
What doesn't go into them is any preservatives. Absolutely none.
Mom, can I have a second?
With Gorton's, I really feel good about what they're eating and what they aren't.
Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets. Absolutely no preservatives. And Mom, no leftovers.
Trust the Gorton's one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. And now you're ahead of me, that's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty and you will be there.
Birthday, okay. Give me something to tell about Blog Talk Radio. I knew you would find me some motivation on tonight.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go key was in a minute.
I know.
It's going to say unmute.
crazy.
It's too late to ask for all that stuff.
I know, right? Shit.
Hey, all right, you're live, okay?
Okay. Hello, and everybody again, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Teachers Talk. I'd like to welcome everybody back to my Lucky 11 show. Thank God, thank God. So I want to give a shout-out to all my listeners and my co-listeners and everybody that's been supporting me thus far. I just want to say thank y'all, man, because, you know, 11 shows is hard to do. And, you know, coming back smiling, happy, and trying to make it do what it do is what I'm here for. So thank you guys for tuning in to blogtalkradio.com. I really do appreciate y'all. Today is my son's, I don't know, what do y'all call a sweet 16 for a boy? Is it sweet 16 or baller 16 or bouncing 16? I don't really know what you call a 16th birthday for a boy. So, James, happy balling 16th birthday. I'm going to just call it that because, you know, you like to, ooh, that was almost, it didn't sound right. You like to play sports. And, you know, football, basketball, and all that good stuff. So, you know, in my eyes, that what my baller 16 means for my son. So I don't know how other people going to take it because he ain't balling. He my broke best friend every day. So don't get it twisted. He is not balling. He's just 16. He's a baller, basketballer, footballer, that kind of baller. So, yeah, I told him too, y'all. I told him that even though today is his birthday, I should get a gift because he was coming in the world happy and kicking. Meanwhile, I was in pain, labor. I was getting fumbled all throughout the time, you know, waiting on his process to get here. I was, you know, I deserve a gift. So every kid that a mother has, I know we got Mother's Day. Woo-hoo! Thank you. But, because that's like to every mother. And I can, I, you know, to all mothers. And then, you know, but to me and the people that feel like me, every child that we birth should give us a gift on their birthday because we have to go through some things. They don't even know. So, Blog Talk Radio, y'all let these kids know, it's even though it's their birthdays, it's our birthday. Day too, because we gave birth today too. Hallelujah, amen. That blogtalkradio.com say amen, amen. I'm cracking my old stuff up, but I'm dog A serious. I do want to give from every last one of my children. So I expect more than just a birthday gift and a Mother's Day gift. So welcome back to my 11th show. And my birthday for my kids is coming up rapidly, so when y'all listen to this later, prepare my gift. That's all I got to say. So, on that note. Oh, yeah, not leaving off on birthdays, so there's a bunch of birthdays today. Hey, man, I guess we all was doing the same thing around this time or whatever because today is my auntie's birthday as well. So happy birthday to my auntie, Miss Jenny Moore. She was one of my first caller, and I really do appreciate her, so I know one day soon or one day she'll be listening to this Blog Talk Radio show, and she gonna hear me say, happy birthday, twin! I love you! And, yeah, wish you many more. Yeah, so, got that out the way. You know she rocks, boy. That woman right there. So, that's another birthday. I want to also give out a shout out to my birthday sister. Hi.
Oh, I was letting you know you got a few calls on the screen. They're coming in right now, just to let you know.
Oh, okay then. Got some callers coming in. I'm going to give out my shout outs in a minute. Let's bring my callers online. Callers, where y'all at? I'm sorry.
You sure? You can get to your intro.
I know, right? It's long sometimes.
It's all good. I think they can wait. I think they can wait. I think. I don't want to speak for them, but I think they can wait.
You come on with them. All right. They still have a couple more hours for their birthday.
I'm gonna bring on your boy Jason.
All right. Oh Lord. Hello.
What's up?
Hey there, Jason. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's what's cracking. Well, thank you for calling in on my 11th show. You know I'm excited about today's show. It's my son's birthday, of course, so we're saying happy birthday to him and a lot of other people. Sorry for having you on hold. So you want to follow up about last week, or you got something special on your mind for today?
Nothing really.
Yeah, we got Stacy on the line, too, if you want to bring her on at some point.
Okay, well, how about, as you know, we were talking about the percentage of the brain usage last week, and right after you hung up, Stacy had called in, and she wanted to talk to you. I remember I told you about that. So she's actually called in now and is online. You can bring her on, Martez. Hello, Stacy, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Stacy, welcome back.
Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you. So let me tell y'all about what happened for his birthday, right? Then I'm going to let you guys talk about last week's edition. But today I was making him a special dinner, right? It was stuffed baked chicken breast, asparagus wrapped in bacon, and macaroni and cheese. So lo and behold, he came in and he takes over making the rest of the food, the macaroni and cheese. Told me to go ahead and sit down, and he'll finish. He's such a mama's boy. I love that kid. So shout out to James for, you know, making his macaroni and cheese for his birthday.
Aww.
So, yeah, Jason's on the line, and I gave him a brief, so any questions?
I have a question for him.
Okay.
Okay, Jason, you said that you use 65% of your brain, correct?
Yes.
Why do you say that others don't use that much percentage?
Well, in my opinion, I just feel like I use 65 to 75% of my brain.
What have you done different that other individuals haven't done that makes you use 65 to 75% of your brain? I'm trying to get to the point of the average person's brain. We have 100 billion brain cells, and technically science says that only every human uses 10% of the brain, but you came on and said you use 65%, and I want to know how you use 65 to 75% based on, I just want your opinion. That's it.
Well, I just feel like all the practice I do and everything, I just feel like I use more than, I feel like I don't use 100%, but I feel like I use more than, like, say, 10% or 20%.
So what would make you stand out from me or someone else standing next to you in a straight line? Do you, like, speak a different language? Do you, like, what is it that makes you stand out and be different that makes you use more than my brain would use? Like, can you say stuff like, you know all these different languages and you know all these different things and stuff? Like, trying to be bilingual and stuff? And
yeah.
So what are you teaching yourself? Like what languages do you know?
Spanish, English, I know a little French, some German, some Japanese, a little Russian.
That's what makes you think you use 65% of your brain?
And like all the other practice I do.
What kind of practice?
Just like constant studying, listening to Beethoven and Mozart.
So basically, this is what I want to ask you. You don't think that it's an insult to anyone that was listening to the show for you to say you use 65% of your brain when you don't know what I do? For all you know, I could be the stupidest person on the earth, or I could be, I could have a Harvard degree, and that's what you're, because you study more and you could speak these languages. Our phones can translate these languages by ourselves. You study a lot. I study, I fill out paperwork, I read books, and I have MS. I have black holes in my brain where I don't even think properly. But you want to come on the show and say you use 65% of your brain because you listen to Mozart? I listen to Eminem. I don't need to listen to no damn Mozart. And I'm sorry, I'm not coming off nice today because it was an insulting comment. And I went and I did all my research and everything. We have 100 million brain cells. And so there says, and I went into the Journal of Science and I even called a doctor I know. Technically, medical science, every individual uses 10%. The 65% where you're saying was just recently a new study by the Michael J. Fox Foundation that for Parkinson's disease that says that so all the brain thinks the same. We all know how to walk, talk, everything. But the only way someone doesn't use their brain the correct way is if there's a disability. So I just think that it's ignorant for you to come on, and I don't think you're trying to be that way. But say 65%, and you're making it like you're better than everyone else. And I'm telling you right now, I can run my resume down, and man, I could, but you know what? I'm too nice of a person. But trust me, I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm better than people. I got more people. I got more money in the bank. I'm the spoiled brat. I get what I want. It's not like that. I just think that you saying 65% of your brain you use and basically telling us all that we're stupid. That's how the statement stood out.
What is this man here for? I don't really think that he was trying to put anyone down. I don't think that he was just thinking in his opinion that he possibly could be using that much of his brain. So not researchingly knowing that it takes more than just knowing different languages and listening to Mozart to enhance, you know, to really effectively use more brain cells, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know, I mean,
you
know,
can Google how much you use. If you Google right now about brain, and by the way, I just wanted to say I had a couple other people listen to this part of the show, and they agreed that it was an ignorant comment. They said because our brains, we think differently and our brains are programmed differently, but the point is Right. He basically said because he speaks up, listens to music, and studies more, it's insulting.
I agree to an extent.
Marquez, jump in and help me out. I'm not going to jump in.
Marquez?
I'm sorry. I just...
Who's doing? Someone, background has a loud TV fan. I'm sorry.
And it's
really
not mine. I was going to say something.
I really don't know who this is, but
I do hear it too. It's not mine.
Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
Is that your TV in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, could you please turn it down just a tad bit? Because it was kind of making it a little bit difficult for us to hear. Okay, so at this point, Marcia, Stacy is pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, hello, I'm with you.
Hey, Marquez, do you think that because you know I'm not an ignorant person, but I just want your opinion that if, because he knows four languages and studies a lot and listens to Mozart and Beethoven and whatever, and I listen to Eminem and all that, what makes him smarter? Because he uses 65% of his brain, like he says. How can you say that? To me, that is ignorant, because you know what? I have a lot of schooling. I have a lot of things. But I don't sit here and brag that you're all stupid. We all use 10%, but you get to use 65% because you listen to Mozart while studying Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna speak real briefly on this. And this ain't, I'm not taking a shot at nobody, but I enjoy you when you call, Jason, and I enjoy you when you call, Stacy. I'm kind of leaning on the side of, I understand why you are not happy about what Jason said, because that comes off as if Jason, he may be thinking that he's better or smarter than everybody. Like, I don't know him personally, but I don't agree with that comment, you know, because just because you listen to Mozart and know four different languages, it doesn't make you smarter than everybody else. But I want to hear from him. I want to hear from his side of the story. I want to, like, Jason, this is like, if you're still on the line, like, this is your chance to defend yourself.
I just feel like, I know it's not 100%, but I feel like that's just my personal opinion, that I use about 65 to 70% of my brain.
As we know, everybody got an opinion, you know.
And you know what? And I'm all for that. That is one thing. I don't sit here, and I'm not going to tear you apart or anything because I believe that you use your brain more, because we are entitled to our own opinions. This is America. The world's a crazy, evil place as we know it, and I'm not going to debate with you. I just feel that I'm just trying to tell you, to a lot of people, it makes you sound ignorant. And I'm not sitting here calling you an ignorant person. I don't know how old you are or anything, but I'm not going to sit here and say, well, if you use 65%, then I use 85%. Because that's just not correct. I mean, I did a lot of when I heard you last week, I started doing a lot of studies and everything. I mean, I think it's great that you speak all those languages and you study and you listen to that music. I mean, everyone is different, but you have to understand that we, people that listen to the show, some were offended. Not only me, I mean, things come back to me, and this is, Marquez is like the CEO, and I told them that I hope I could get you on the line again, because I just wanted to tell you that sometimes, I don't know how to say it. It's just not polite. I'm just trying to give you a little advice that it's just not sometimes right to say that, because there are people that are struggling to even use their brain. They're learning to re-talk, rethink, and all that. And kind of, it's just disrespectful in a way. And you are entitled to your opinion. If you feel you use your brain more, that's the way you feel. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just trying to say that you're not a better person than anyone. Like, no matter what, I look at everyone as equal. We all struggle. We all bleed the same blood. We're all fighting different demons and everything. And life is an easier affair, but I'm just trying to state that I'm just trying to give you some advice. It just comes off as wrong, and you're entitled to keep saying it. But to me, I took it as, like, wow, you just basically called me stupid when you said that comment last week.
That wasn't your intent, was it, to call no one else stupid, right?
No.
Well, speak your intent to clear the air.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. You didn't word it like, see, that's the thing. People took it as their intent of you saying, basically, you're better than everyone else. So if you could break it down and explain you're not, people would understand you more. That's all I'm asking.
All right.
I mean, well, I'm not going to take, I don't really take the cues out, you know, like, everybody does have a right to their opinion, and if that's how you feel, maybe you should probably look into more things that you can do to actually try to start working toward using more percentages of your brain and what have you, because I guess it's just, you know, numbers, we all know people can play with numbers and things of that nature, so I'm not sure if I don't really know how to get off the subject.
It's easy to get off the subject. He just has to explain that he wasn't trying to be arrogant and say he's better than everyone else because he does all this extra stuff. I'm just trying to say, that's my opinion. If he wants to, he has the right to feel entitled that he uses a bigger percentage. But if he wants to come on and say he's not insulting anyone, I'm just trying to say, you need to be more clear with your answer. That's all I'm saying.
Hello.
I'm here.
Are you here, Jason?
Yeah.
I'm not here.
Oh, okay. So I guess what Stacey's trying to say is just, you know, give a prime. How can I say this? Well, you can't. I really can't ask him to apologize for his opinion.
I'm not. No. Wait a second. Because now Stacey Sparkles is gone. Jason, you use 65% of your brain, and I ask you a question, and you can't even answer it. And that's what right there tells me you're an arrogant person, because you know what? I asked you politely to clarify. Because let me tell you something. If you use 65%, I'm scared of how the rest of the world thinks. Because you're on air, you made a statement, and then you say, you know, four languages. I could learn four languages quick. I may even speak them. You don't know anything about me. But you say, because you study and you listen to Mozart, and you don't want to say that you didn't offend anyone when she's given you the chance to answer the question twice, and you don't want to answer it. I'm done, because you know what? I'm sorry. I don't deal with people who want to make a comment and then can't back it up. And guess what? In life, you're going to have people that come at you to debate. And if you can't come up with an answer, you don't use 65% of your brain. I cannot even continue this subject, because I don't want to, you know what? I'm the one that's going to change this. Marquez and me are going to change this radio station to be more awesome than it already is. And I don't want to say anything else. So happy birthday to your son. And Jason, learn some respect, because you can't say something and not back it up. It's disrespectful. Have a good night, you guys.
Thanks for calling in, Stacy, and I appreciate you, as always, each and every time. Have a good night, and thanks for the birthday, love. Well, welcome to my 11th show on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, you can always tune in on Open Talk Radio, 313theflash.com, or listen in on blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313, or as always, call in at 646-668-8672. And who's on the line? Jason, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. With that being said, how's the weather in your area?
You know, typical Michigan weather, very unpredictable. Ended up just getting some snow.
Yeah, I know, right? Because earlier today, I thought I could bring out my jackets. I was just telling my kids that, oh, we can start wearing jackets or whatever. And next thing you know, I come outside, it's a ton of snow. But, you know, my mind just went to a whole other level. I told my kids, oh, look, it's snow outside. Y'all could be shoveling this in a minute.
Right. Reminds me of this picture I saw. It said, it had a groundhog. It said, early spring for everyone, except you, Michigan. Your weather does its own thing.
If that ain't the truth. I thought that the groundhog didn't see its shadow, and we were supposed to get an early spring. That's what I thought I read. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but you know, Michigan, our weather does whatever it wants.
And that's what makes me mad, because I don't be knowing how to dress. That's why people starting to dress all crazy, be looking like they going to Miami, but leaving Detroit. Heck, I was all stuck for a minute. I'm sorry, y'all, because I did just, y'all know how my mind go. I was looking out the window, and these squirrels, they was just playing. They looked kind of cute. But by the time I realized I couldn't take a picture of them, it was over with. I like taking pictures. Shout out to my Uncle Levy Farrow. He was a Tuskegee Airman back in his time. And he took pictures in the war and stuff. And when I was a kid growing up, he showed me how to develop film, like in his basement. Like, we were developing real live film, like the old film from back in the day. Like, he had the whole basement set up
like the, because that's what he did, develop films, and he took pictures for weddings and all the good stuff, this and the other. But anyhow, as a kid, he showed me how to, he gave me my first camera, of course, and just let me take pictures of whatever I wanted to take. And while he was doing jobs or what have you, I guess so I wouldn't be in his way. And that was kind of cool because when we got back to the house, I could develop my own film. So we'll go in the basement and we'll pull the film. I got to go in the black room and put it in the pink stuff and blue stuff, all that stuff to give it the color, hang it up, come, don't open the door and all this stuff, come back and voila, your picture. So moral of the story is I'm somewhat like a photographer in my own mind, and I'd be wanting to capture little stuff like that. I don't know why, because it always just clogs up my phone and show my gallery. I'll never print the stuff. Jason, you're going to have to turn your radio TV down, my man.
You said what?
You better turn your TV down. I can't even hear you or me. You turned it down for me, buddy? That's a lot better.
Yeah.
What you watching? What you got on that TV?
What do you mean?
What you watching?
This Japanese show, Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, Seven Deadly Sins. How you listening
yeah.
to it?
What you mean?
Do you got it in the Chinese version? I mean Japanese version or what have you, or you got it in English?
Japanese version.
Thank you.
You got the caption on, you know what they're saying.
I have those subtitles on for those stuff I don't understand.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I think I heard of that movie. My dad used to like some kind of movie and stuff in that nature. But, yeah, I like taking pictures, y'all. You like taking pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I got this new phone or whatever, and I don't even know how to use half of my phone. So with that being, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me, this weather real nice. Let me find my paper. I don't want to get back into that. So let me talk about these here jobs. That's what we need to talk about. Thank you for thinking about that. I've been, looking for jobs for people, looking for jobs for myself, knowing I don't need another job. But, hey, it's always best to keep your options open, people. Please keep your options open. Just because, you know, you got a job or you're doing something and this, that, and have you, it's always keep your options open because you never know what's out there and you always could probably get better or, you know, change your environment or something like that. So, with that being said, keep your options open looking for these here jobs. And don't let nobody tell you that making money is stupid or where you work at is dumb or what you do is stupid and things of that nature, because I'd rather go make $11 an hour than sit down waiting on somebody to ask them for a dollar. Yeah, guess how many people you're going to have to ask to get $11 in an hour for a bag of chips or whatever you want from the store, and you can just go yourself to work for them $11 an hour. I'm just saying. Make it make sense. So if you're looking for a call center job, they said only serious people, they want y'all to apply Monday through Friday. They looking for serious people only. Y'all apply Monday through Friday. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I'm sorry. Jason, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, Jason. Just making sure. I done lost the dango thing. As y'all know, I don't have my notes in front of me. And I think I'm coming down with a cold, but I'm going to bless this cold up out of myself because I don't got time for that. So anyway,
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, so thank y'all for tuning in to my show. I really do appreciate it. It's the 11th show, y'all, so as y'all see, we climbing on up there. And I appreciate the support of all of my callers, my listeners, and everything in that nature. You guys really do rock. It is tax season, so make sure that you guys go ahead and get your taxes filed. I gave y'all the hookup, so make sure y'all hook up with my girl, Alicia Bishop. Her number is 313-777-0223. Y'all can't forget that, 313-777-0223. Tell her that Tisha sent y'all from blogtalkradio.com/opentalkradio. She'll look out for y'all. So go ahead and get those taxes filed. She's on the east side, y'all. So all y'all east siders, go ahead and hit her up. And she got transportation service. So if y'all can't get to her, she can get y'all to her. So make sure y'all give her a call. With that being said, y'all remember I was telling y'all about the Sage stuff a few, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but it's trying to start to come back to me. But yeah. I actually ended up getting some sage, so shout out to Sunny for giving me the sage stick, y'all, because I wanted to know what this here sage stick is about. So Sunny is my sister, family tie sister, in and out of colors, and she likes a healer, y'all. She do her thing with the crystals, and she do her prayer thing, and I love her. So shout out to Sunny. She gave me my first sage stick. So let me tell y'all something about this here sage stick and how we all laughed dang near until my lashes came off. So I'm at Sunny's house and we having our little meeting and talk or whatever, and we talking about what we talking about. And the sage stuff came out because, like I said, she is one of those kind of people. And I trust her in those areas. You can't trust everybody, but I do trust her, thank you, in these kind of areas, because I've been told certain stuff about trusting everybody and witchcraft and all that stuff. I really don't want to get into all that right now, but I'm going to talk about this sage stick. So she gave me the sage stick. Oh, we were talking about the sage. So I had no idea what the sage was. Only sage that I ever known about was what sage y'all that what sage you ever knew about, Jason? You know
you
about
what?
Sage? You know what sage is?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
not
well, only
really.
Sage I ever knew about was the sage that you cook with. Okay. So
yeah.
I thank goodness that I asked her about the sage stuff because I wanted to know what did I got to do with it. So she said, well, first you get it and you burn it and you open up your windows and you burn it and you do this, that, and the third with it. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, now how in the hell do you burn dust? So that's all I kept thinking, like, how do you burn sage? What does she mean? Go window, you know, door, corner, blah, blah, blah. So come to find out, it's not the sage that you cook with. It's a whole stick. And it's like, well, what she gave me is a whole stick. And it's like wrapped up in some thread, and it's burnable. That's all what I'm getting at. So I had the wrong sage in mind. So thank God she gave me the right stuff, because my insurance lady would have really thought that was some bull crap if I would have burned the house down trying to figure out what sage to use. So I got my sage stick, and we going to see what this be like. I hadn't used it yet, though, because I decided to use it soon. So anyway, moving right along. Moving right along,
That's wonderful. I'm so excited about using this sage stick, y'all. Y'all just don't know. But anyway, excuse me. We got the sniffles and everything. So please bear with me, y'all. Please bear with me. For whatever reason, I don't have my, I know I don't got it, so that ain't no for whatever reason. I know the reason because I ain't have it. I ain't go get the bingo book. So what I'm trying to get at is I got to try to flip through this here phone and find the messages that I got. So let's see. Let's see what we got. Anything exciting happening to you in your life, Jason?
Nothing much really, just work, practice, more work, more practice, wait for my cousin's new music to come out.
Oh, your cousin new music? Oh, yeah. You was telling us about it. What was his name again?
Tony G.
Oh, yeah, Tony G. That's what's up. I think you sent me his track, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because I listened to it. I remember. See? So, yeah. Jobs. Let's talk about these here jobs. The Dollar General is hiring you guys on Woodward. They are hiring. You got to apply within or online. And you, when you apply online, you store code 1293. And the website is careers.dollargeneral.com. That's careers.dollargeneral.com. They are hiring. The store number is 12193. They're hiring for the Woodward location. That address is 9350 Woodward. I'm pretty sure it's a bus line that'll take y'all straight to there, or at least close to there, to get to the straight bus line to get to there. So if y'all are looking for that kind of job, go ahead and apply within. It's a few more jobs that I have listed here. Let me go to a commercial break, and I'll be right back to you guys in just a few moments. Let me get my thoughts together and things of that nature. So y'all enjoy these messages while I get my thoughts together. Jason, if you want you to stay online, just give me a few seconds, and I'll be right back. Thank y'all.
All right.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. She's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay.
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! What have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like a little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Ooh, blackberry.
phrase Bublé, my favorite.
You mean bubbly.
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé, that's a bubbly.
She's right, Michael Bublé, it's pronounced Bublé. I know, thanks. Dave.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubbly?
Bublé. Bublé?
It's bubbly!
Sparkling water. Back it. Michael, don't do that.
I'm a clothes talker, so I was excited about all new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength, and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web, this is your number one internet radio station.
See, the guillotine is going to squeeze you out of your little hands till it pops like a cherry tomato. You know why?
Why?
Because you're ugly. You're so ugly that if ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China. But don't be a little crybaby. Well, the guillotine brings the good news.
What's that?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313. I appreciate all of my callers, my listeners, my people that listen after the show or however that may happen. Thank you guys for being loyal people, and I appreciate it. And that's what's up. So stay tuned to, you know, more Open Talk Radio, 313theflash.com for more shows. I really appreciate, you know, everybody calling in and things of that nature. Y'all bearing with me through my struggles, trials and tribulations throughout the show. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all rock. And my lines are still open at 1-646-668-8672. That's 646-668-8672 for more callers, or, you know, what's on your mind. Y'all just want to talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on around your area, how you're feeling. Oh, let's get back to anything. So just you know, hit my line up, open talk, here chilling with your girl as always, each and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. I really do appreciate y'all. So yeah, let's keep it moving. Jason, are you still there?
Yep.
Oh, okay then. You so quiet, I forgot you was on the line almost. Well, thank you for staying with me. You know, I really do appreciate, you know, you stand on the line, but, you know, the duration, you demand. So right now,
No problem.
Yeah, so, yeah, anything, so you say you ain't got nothing going on at your job, nothing going on spectacular at your work. I got stuff going on at my job, stuff going on at my work, and stuff going on everywhere, man. That's probably why I can't get my thoughts together. I got houses that need to be cleaned tomorrow, so that's probably why one of my mind's racing, because when people make appointments, I got a question. So how do you feel about people making appointments and canceling the appointments last minute, yet rescheduling for later on, later times that day, just to recancel that last minute to reschedule for a whole another day. What do you do in those situations? What should a person do? Because, you know, you want to appease your customer. What do you do?
In that case, I would have, if they want to cancel at the last minute, I will charge them to cancel that appointment. And then they want to schedule it for later on in the day, I will charge them to schedule it. So if they want to cancel it, they can pay me again just for them to pay me to schedule it for a whole other day.
So, you know, and I thought about that. And I thought about, you know, taking a deposit and this, that, and the third. But when you do it's kind of a thin line when you do stuff like that, because you opening up the doors for your competitors. Like, it's a lot of people out there cleaning houses and stuff like that, and which what I do, ladies touch, you know. And with that being said, you don't want to lose a customer because they say stuff come up, but you don't also want to waste your time. So, how do you balance the two? Like, should I initially get charged in the beginning of retaining fee, sort of like the lawyers do, and then when you want the stuff done or whatever, you know, it goes towards that. And if you cancel, maybe it should be the cancellation fee, or maybe it should be. Well, I don't know. That's something I'm going to have to work on, because people tend to do that. And I used to get mad at the stylist when they used to charge you a deposit or, you know, appointment fee and things in that nature. But now that I'm starting my own businesses and things in that nature, I do see why people charge you before services. Because a lot of times people tend to forget or don't want them later, or, you know, and that be wasting the person's time, such as myself and other, you know, people. So I feel like, you know, I should be, you know, accommodated for that kind of stuff. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
But like I said, and once you start charging people up front fee, that's kind of sometimes stray them away to go to somebody else, and now you done lost the customer. So it's kind of you on the fence, because you already, you know, battling so many other people for these clients. Because trust me, it's so you can Google house cleaning and the services that just pop you up to so many services, to those so many people, you know, or companies and things in that nature, that the clients that you do get, you don't want to really, you kind of spoil them to, you know, be open to their needs, but at the same time, it could inconvenience your own. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to ponder about that on some other time, because right now that's a situation that I'm battling, and it's kind of nerve-wracking, honestly, to be honest. So moral of the story is, we see why people do certain things. Like my grandmother say, you know how you go to the all-you-can-eat restaurant, and I promise you, you're supposed to be able to put whatever, you're supposed to be able to get whatever you can get. As a kid, when you go to the all-you-can-eat restaurant, you think you can get all-you-can-eat because that's what the sign's saying, that's what y'all said we was going here to do, but not if you go with my grandmother. You cannot get all-you-can-eat, because that's the reason the food that you're wasting is the reason that they go up on the food. So you're supposed to get just enough portion of what you're going to eat at that time. And if you want more, you go back and get more. Don't waste no food, because you're going to make the
$5.99 all you can eat prices go up to $10.99. And lo and behold, them prices sure went up by the time I got grown, because now these all you can eat prices is high. Especially, I don't even have them little kids no more where you can say, even your kids that be the age where you can say, oh, this child 10 or 11, and you can get the kids side prices. My kids never looked, my boys never looked 10 or 11. It looked like they went from, my baby boy went from being a baby to a pre-man already. So they look at me crazy when I say he only 13. Yes, he's 13. I don't care if he weigh 280 and he's tall as ever. He's 13. He want a kid cup. He gonna refill that boy 10 times, but he want a kid cup. Don't be trying to charge me no grown man price for him because he big. So these prices done went up because people getting too much. So anyway, I'm really going to have to think about this because I'm really starting to think that I need to start charging some kind of fee before services, because it stops me from doing other services. And I'm on the fence with that, so maybe if you guys listen, y'all can help me out with that. What do y'all think? Should people pre-charge or charge a service, you know, a appointment fare fee or whatever before services, or should they just allow a client or clients to reschedule services last minute with no with nothing behind it? Because the way my heart's set up, I'd be done let people just reschedule the service 1,000 times, and I'd be done set up all the time away that they said they was going to have the services, waiting on them, and be done set everything that I was doing to the side and don't get nothing, and they don't be done want the services until the whole next week. So, yeah, that's the way my heart's set up, but my pocket's set up a different way, so I need to fix that. So y'all can call in to 646-668-8672, or you know, tune in to Open Talk Radio 313theflash.com or blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313. And let me know y'all opinions on that. So, yeah, moving on. This weather is something else, y'all. I ain't even going to flip. I hope this snow don't stick, because I done almost put all away my real winter clothes, because I thought we was about to let this stuff go. My birthday coming up, so I pray that we always let it go. But it don't never happen. So it always be real cold or snow on my birthday, which is March 26th, if y'all wanted to know. My birthday is March 26th, so yeah, I'll be 21 again, and it's going to be a great day. When's your birthday, Mr. Jason?
February 26th.
What? February 26th, okay then. That's a month before my birthday. I see you. Any plans?
Work and relax.
Work and relax. You must be turning 40.
No.
So how old are you turning?
24.
Okay then. And you working and relaxing?
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what's up. 24. I'm turning younger than you. And I'm not working and relaxing. I'm partying the whole Aries, you know, sign away. Okay? So from the time the Aries starts to the time the Aries ends, I will be partaking in somebody's shenanigans those weekends. So that means I'm accepting gifts, cards, Cash App, all that, the whole Aries season. So, you know, my whole zodiac sign timeline, I will be partaking in something because I'm turning 21. So that's what you do when you're in your 20s. So, you know, hey, I guess chilling and relaxing and working in your 20s ain't too bad.
No, because I would have started late, but I would have just been partying the whole season.
So you go be chilling by yourself with your little friend girl, with your family?
I might just hang out with some friends in March.
Okay. Well, you know, my birthday in March, so you know. You're always welcome to come chill with me and chill out for my birthday. Whoop, whoop. I told you I'm partying the whole season long. All Aries, you know, from the time the Aries start to the time the Aries end, I will be partaking in some kind of shenanigans. So that's an open invitation to all of my listeners. You guys, you know, stay tuned. You see where I be. Y'all can pop up if you want to. You know, so that'll be, you know, a great birthday gift. Cause I will be dangling the street. I'm not going out of town either, so I don't know, that don't excite me. I don't want to run to Florida for my birthday. I don't want to run to, you know, none of that stuff for my birthday. Woody woo woo. Shoot, as much as everybody else go, I haven't seen enough pictures to be done feel like I done been there 10 times. I only been there once or twice. So, hey, y'all go enough for me. You know, when y'all go on these vacations, y'all take enough pictures and share them with me. I do like looking at them because some of these places that you guys go look real nice and fun. But, you know, repetitive. So, some of the same pictures I was seeing before, I didn't see before on somebody else's page. That went last year, so ain't no need for me to go take the same pictures. I'm trying to stay here and take new pictures of Detroit. Let's see what we got here. There's a lot of stuff that they got here that's popping up. You know, the downtown Detroit's been lit lately. So that's what's up. I'm pretty sure it's going to be enough, a lot of stuff happening in March. It's March Madness, so, you know, all kinds of stuff should be happening in March and April. So, we're going to see what's going on because I'm going to be partaking in some things. So, yeah, turning 21, you got to do it real big. Real big.
Yeah.
I got a lot of birthdays coming up in March. My birthdays then started it. It's already February, y'all. Oh my goodness. January seemed like it flew by. And here we go in February. Now it's about to take off. Yeah, I don't even know. For me, the birthday and my direct family starts in February. So once today hits, it's about to be birthday season. I mean, I am about to be broker than a joker, okay? That's bittersweet. So, happy birthday again to everybody. Birthday that's today. Can't name everybody personally because I forgot a lot of people's names. But I did say happy birthday to you on y'all page so y'all know who y'all are. So, happy birthday to Wanda, Jane, Auntie Janet, Tracy, there's about three more, y'all, but don't charge it to my brain or my heart. Charge it to, I don't know, hell, charges of me not looking at Facebook right now, because that's how I remember everybody for birthday other than my son. Facebook is a mug. It tell you all kind of stuff. It brings back all kind of memories that you don't want to have. Facebook needs to cut it out. Sometimes Facebook could be a good thing. Sometimes Facebook could be a bad thing. I be wishing that the good thing about Facebook is, like, you know, people do the positive things with it, and it could, you know, do stuff like help you find your loved ones or lost friends or people you can stay connected with or people you haven't seen in a long time. And my family has helped my sister-in-law find her daughter find their family, which was our family, which was a great thing. And she had been gone for over 30 years. So that was a blessing. And so, yeah, Facebook could be real good, and Facebook could be real bad. Like, I do like when Facebook pop up some memories. I don't like when they pop up all memories. I like when they pop up some memories. Like, some of the memories when I have, like, pictures of my dad at my graduation or pictures of my brothers or my sons, or, you know, like your loved ones and stuff like that. But when you look on there and you see the bad stuff, it'd be some wild and out stuff on Facebook. I don't even know. It's censored to an extent at some point, because I've been seeing live videos of people get killed on Facebook. I don't know what made me watch it. I guess I wanted to see if it was real or was it fake or was it really happening. So I was actually watching a video of a young lady watching. Oh, she was on live while her friend was in the background getting raped. And she was on live talking while the best friend or friend, whoever she was, and was in the background getting raped, hollering, screaming, asking for help. And the one girl was just on live laughing and giggling about the situation. And people like, is this real? So I don't even know these people. So when you go live, I guess anybody can see it. So I even chimed in, like, hashtag police, call 911, and all kinds of stuff, you know, trying to get some attention. Because I don't know if it was real or fake. But, you know, with those kind of things, if I see it and I don't know, I'm sorry. I'm too much stuff is happening. I got daughters. So with that being said, if I hear a woman screaming in the background, hollering, she getting raped, and you on live, I'm hashtagging the police and 911 and all that stuff directly to your page, because that is cruel. And you should be charged just as well as the person that's committing the crime, or probably even more, for putting it on national TV and not getting help for that person. So, yeah, if I see it, I am reporting it. So don't let me see it, please. And that was disturbing to me. So, like I said, Facebook could be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. It's just horrible. Like, it's just horrible. I saw live stream people riding in the car, singing their music. Next thing you know, they done got shot up, kids in the car, kids done got shot, all kind of stuff. It was even one thing when the girl got shot, the kid got shot, the girl didn't even want to go to the hospital because she had warrants. I'll never forget that live. That was the craziest live I ever saw. I'm sorry. You worrying more about warrants than your life, sweetie? I mean, live is a mug. It will catch you up. And so Facebook, be careful with it, because what you do on Facebook is called Facebook for a reason. It is FBI book, okay? They get all the information that they need to do whatever it is they're going to do to you. And you go tell on yourself, because we all want to be seen on Facebook. So shout out to the man who posted all the money and guns and stuff and was bragging about what he did, and then the police found him via his he's so crazy. He had his location on. So he did all this stupid stuff, posted it on Facebook, and had his location on. Police went right to him, got all the money, guns, and everything else. So shout out to y'all with this Facebook stuff. Cause, you know, keep it positive. Keep it, you know, as productive as you can, because they're cracking down on all that crazy stuff. They really are. So it seems like they're cracking down on a lot of stuff, but to me it seems like they need to be cracking down on more, because a lot of stuff is just happening off this Facebook. So please be careful with it. Jason, you got nieces, nephews, kids, cousins?
Yeah, Jason was let go.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know what was going on. It was just, you know. Anywho, nevertheless, thank you guys for listening to blogtalkradio.com. I really do appreciate the long timer for staying on, Jason and Stacy and Sharif for calling in. Although, Sharif, even though you know you called in, you ain't saying not one word other than, huh? So, yeah, you. I see where I get it from. It kind of runs in the family, but I guess I'm opening it up a little bit more because my sister got stage fright all of a sudden. It was kind of cute, though, her little support. I appreciate your support and your efforts. You tried. It's all good. So next time, you just got to call the line, which is 646-668-8672. And for future references, not to sound like a butt or anything, when y'all call into these kind of radio shows, y'all know y'all can't have all that stuff going on in the background. So keep that to a bare minimum when y'all call in. Y'all are over the airwaves and it's kind of noisy trying to hear what people are saying over your radios and your loudspeakers and you listening to yourself talk over the phone. So, yeah, with that being said, I appreciate y'all. I'm sorry, I was reading trying to read a text and things of that nature. So my bad, Reese. Happy birthday to Teresa. It's her birthday too. Then make sure I say her name. She gonna be at work. Girl, I love you too. I love you too. Thank y'all for just tuning in and bearing with me. I don't know why my mind rambling off today. I got a lot going on and things of that nature. So I do appreciate everybody's patience and stuff. My mama told me to stop saying so much. And like always, it never fails. And she told me to stop doing it. What am I doing? I'm going to say it more. So I don't know, maybe... since I've been a kid, when people tell me to do stuff, I promise, or don't do stuff, I promise you, I do, like, I don't know why I seem to do more of what you tell me to not do. I got to get better at that. I think it's the way you word it with me. I think if you would have been like, daughter, when you're doing your shows, you should probably say less. Or maybe she said, you know you say a lot. And I probably would have told you, well, she's like, you need to stop saying all the time. Now she done made me nervous, and now I'm saying even more. But anyway, shout out to my mommy. I love you very much, girl. You my rock, Deborah, with your 30 Facebook pages. It's a mess trying to tag her in the sentimental post, you know. And, you know, when you're trying to be all nice and have let me show my mom some appreciation. So the world could know moments, which shout out to my daughter, Tony, who gave me that awesome, awesome, awesome Facebook posting. It made me shed a tear. She's so loving. I love her so much. She my rock. I love you, girl. You better be in there either doing your chores or sleep. So, anyway. Yeah, so I was thought about doing my mom one, but this is before my daughter had DMS. And I went to doing her little post or what have you. And lo and behold, when I got to tag her name, at least 5 pictures popped up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it say her name in the post 5 different times. So I don't know which one is active or not. So when you get over a certain age, you probably should only stick to one Facebook page. Write your passwords down and stuff in that nature. Take a picture of it and keep it in your phone or something. And then put it up under your pillow or in the sock or in your drawer or something so you can keep your password nice and safe, because us youngsters don't be really knowing which page to tag when you got 30 pages. So keep our thoughts in mind when you're doing that. Appreciate it. I don't know about y'all, but with this New Year's, I'm going to start my Christmas shopping off early. It's not a resolution that I got. It's just something that I'm saying that, because I always do my Christmas shopping last minute. I think I'm going to start early this year. Not in March, though. I'm going to start probably in April and start doing my Christmas shopping, y'all. So how early do y'all start y'all Christmas shopping? I'm wondering, is April too early? Is that going to catch some good sales in April? I should. I don't know, y'all. When, how early is too early? Do y'all start y'all Christmas shopping? And when do y'all normally start y'all Christmas shopping? I wonder. As for me, I think I'm going to start in April, because my family tends to grow by 2 people a year. So with that being said, it's going to be pitter-patter of little feet running around here. Not me. My daughter is pregnant, y'all. I am not having any more kids. My daughter is pregnant, and hopefully she have this baby on my birthday. It's going to be a boy, so he's going to be my second or third grandson. So I'm excited about his arrival, and she's naming him Noah, so... Come on grandma's birthday, Noah, and you get a special gift. So I hope the kids don't tell them what the gift is. I'll tell y'all what the gift is. A hug and a kiss. I used to get my kids with that all the time. You tell them to do stuff for me and tell them, come on, get their special gift. And it'd be a hug and a kiss. So when they got older, they'd be like, uh-uh, we don't want no hug and no kiss. They started wanting money. So... at this point, start my Christmas off in April and see what we have by December. Because March and the beginning, first half of April is all me. Aries season. So, that being said, thank you guys for tuning in to my show tonight. I really do appreciate you guys. Calling in, listening, and things in that nature. You guys are so awesome. I appreciate the love and things in that nature. So, as always, you guys can reach in by telephone, which the phone number is 646-668-8672. Or y'all can tune in on the web at Open Talk Radio. 313theflash.com. That's all one word. Open Talk Radio 313theflash.com. Or y'all can hit me up at blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313. So there's multiple ways to check in with your friends. So with that being said, I really do appreciate my callers and stuff and my listeners. 2020 is starting off real bright in some areas and kind of gray in others. So with that further ado, I really do appreciate the patience. I'm really trying to pray for myself more patience because I am very impatient, and I need to pray for that because patience is a virtue. The best thing comes to those who wait. So I just got to sit back and follow my own advice. So I do apologize for this little rocky show today. Furthermore, but as always, it's a blessing to have everybody on with their opinions. Everybody is open to that. I cannot knock no one for what they know, what they think they know, or anything in that nature. So keep calling, keep asking questions if you have them, and just keep speaking your mind and how you feel. There's no wrong answer to no one's questions or opinion. And with that being said, I do appreciate everyone's call. Y'all have a good night, and hope to hear from you guys next week.
Your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. You only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
Get it together.
You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
Get it together.
Future ahead of me, that's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart, yeah. Whatsoever.